Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, Leaders Speak on Taking Care of Our Veterans. I'm Michael Keegan, your host. For veterans eligible for VA care, VA's goal is to provide them with the care they need at the right time, at the right place, and most importantly, from the right provider. In some cases, veterans may need to receive care from a local community care provider, paid for by VA. Dr. Bali Yahia, who used to lead the VA's office focused on community care, explains this important mission and how it actually works.
The Office of Community Care is a critical part of the Veterans Health Administration, and it's about improving the veterans' experience with community care, ensuring that we are good partners for community providers, and making sure that our VA employees that administer these programs really have all the tools they need to be successful. So the heart of it is really, this is VA's office. It's all about partnership. It's VA community care is about creating partnerships with outside providers, hospitals, clinics, to build a large network to take care of our veteran population. As many know, we have veterans that live in every single corner of the United States, and we can't have a brick-and-mortar facility in every location. So our office is all about creating partnerships, I call them highways, to be able to get our veterans in and out of the VA and to a community provider when they need them for certain services, or maybe when our services are far away from where they live, or for other specific conditions that are unique to services that are provided in the community. So taken together, VA community care really complements the internal VA care delivery system, and together they create a network to service veterans. At VA, we have something called our benefits package, okay, which outlines the different benefits that our veterans can receive. And for the most part, they can receive those inside or outside. It really depends on the location. Mm-hmm. In certain parts of the country, we may be more heavily reliant on our community partners. Really, the frontier states or rural America is a great example of that. In other locations, we might have a very high concentration of clinics and services, and a lot of care may be delivered more through our direct care system. And so it varies from location to location, but the type of services for the most part can be found inside and outside.
Ensuring access to non-VA community care providers is critically important to the VA system, but it's no small feat, as with everything worth doing, it is fraught with challenges. Dr. Yahia elaborates.
For any leader that's in a large, complicated, complex organization, there's probably some management challenges that overlap. I think for us, it's really ensuring that we are working on improving operational efficiencies today. So you want to make sure that your program is driving forward to deliver the experiences that veterans need, making it easier for community providers to work with us, and make us more efficient in how we do our job. At the same time, we know we have to design the system of the future. And so I find myself part of the time really working on the in-the-weeds operations, making sure that our operation is running more efficiently. But very, very frequently, I need to be able to step out from that and see where do we need to be 3, 5, 10 years from now, and how do we ensure that we get our stakeholders on board with that idea and push that forward. So I think that's really going back and forth between the operations and the strategy. Also, we are faced with a very complex organization and many programs, and that creates a challenge. As many folks know, we have about 7 to 8 different ways of purchasing community care. In my mind, there are 7, 8 ways to do the same thing, but they're all different. We also have 2 different pots of money that we can actually use to purchase and deliver that health care. And so there is a lot of complexity that comes with managing these multiple programs and these different allocations, which is really why, as we look towards the future, we need to consolidate and modernize all of our existing programs so there's really one program for delivering community care and one funding stream for purchasing it. That would actually really help not only our frontline staff, but make it a lot easier for anyone that partners with us and for veterans that access these different programs.
Healthcare is such a fast-moving field. It is not lost on today's VA leaders that they need to be 1 or 2 steps ahead of where the industry is going.
You have to be 1 or 2 steps ahead of where people are going. And so healthcare is such a fast-moving field. And for us, we know that there's evolutions in how community providers or hospital systems outside of the federal government organize themselves. We know there's advancements in different models of care. There's definitely advancements in different payment models for the delivery of healthcare. And so our goal is to ensure that we stay contemporary with what's going on and really also try to push the boundaries of the field of medicine in a very positive way. I think the way that we are integrating VA and community care is a great example. Many healthcare systems today across the country are really looking about how they can strategize and affiliate rather than purchase or, for lack of a better word, take over other different entities and grow and grow and grow. It's more of how do we strategically determine what business we want to be in and what location. And then in order to do more population health, how do we partner or affiliate with other groups to do that? And so VA has been in the business of partnership for more than 30 years with different community providers across the country. And I think there's definitely some information transfer that can occur between what we're doing here and what many other healthcare organizations are doing today.
Though Dr. Yehia is no longer with VA, he does have insight into the vision that directs the community care efforts of the department.
Our vision has always been in line with the Secretary's vision, which is really to improve access and the experience of veterans. And so everything that we do revolves around that. And so we have our strategy is to develop one community care program that is easy to understand, simple to administer, and meets the needs of veterans and their families, community providers, and VA staff. That has been the direction we've been driving for. What we've seen in our organization over time is True North remains the same, ensuring that veterans have the best experience that they can possibly have with our community care program. But over time, those as we complete projects and move things forward, those specific smaller initiatives may change.
Making this complex network system of community providers simple and easy to use is essential for taking care of veterans. While at VA, Dr. Yehia sought to do just that.
Well, I'm glad you asked that because since the last time that we talked, I think there's been a lot of progress in that area. We started with a referral process that was very cumbersome and also very manual and paper-based. And so we are now moving more to leverage more and more technology. And initially, we were still doing a lot of faxes to community providers. And over the last couple months, we have deployed and now are increasing uptake of some more of these IT-type ways to deliver referrals through secure emails, through access through our current community care contract portals, and through various other IT systems. So we are actually trying to make the referral process from a usability perspective much more simple. The other thing that we're doing is really through some lean methodologies, really looking at every single step in the process and determining, could that step be done differently? Who needs to do that step and when should that step occur? And through that process, we've actually streamlined that a lot and provided that sort of guidance and instruction to all of our medical centers across the country. So I don't think we're where we want to be yet, but we have definitely taken some good steps forward to automate and to make the referral process easier than was before. I think coming in the future will be even larger leaps as we have some things in the works today with some external partners that could make this process even easier than what it is today.
What can VA do better in taking care of veterans? We'll explore this question and so much more when this special edition of the Business of Government Hour, Leaders Speak, Taking Care of Veterans, returns.